Storm Eowyn generated the highest storm surges ever recorded at a number of locations along the Atlantic coast. That's the finding of research carried out by the University of Galway, which analysed sea level data from a range of sources. It's the latest piece of research to highlight the unusual power of the January storm. Dr. Indiana Albert from the School of Engineering at the University of Galway has been outlining their work.
So first of all, what we were trying to do, we were trying to understand how Storm Eowyn affected total seawater levels, and in particular, what and where the maximum water levels occurred along Irish coastline. And we would expect it that there will be some extreme water levels, because this extreme weather event would translate into high or extreme water levels that might generate coastal flooding. It didn't actually happen. So what we have done, we have analyzed records of water levels from over 40 locations around Ireland. We have done some statistic analyses to find all the components of total water levels. And these are usually astronomical tides and storm surges. And what we found, that storm surges that were generated by Storm Eowyn were unprecedentedly high. We have never seen anything like that in the number of locations around Ireland. In Galway Port, a record 2.6 meter storm surge was extremely high. We haven't seen any other storm surge of that magnitude since the record began in 2007. Also in Shannon Airport, we have found that storm surge generated by Storm Eowyn was of 2.7 meters. In Limerick Docks, we have found 2.95 meter storm surge. So these are absolutely extreme values. But the question was then why we haven't seen those devastating floods when we had such extreme storm surge. So what we did found was that those extreme storm surges coincided with ebbing tide. So for Galway, we've seen a total water level of 2.6 meter above mean sea level, which would be only slightly higher than mean spring high water tide.
Right. So what you're saying really is that we were very lucky, because if these surges had occurred at another time, there could have been a huge impact.
Absolutely. If this particular storm occurred 4 hours earlier, then the effect would be much more devastating, because we would have 3.6 meter of water above mean sea level. And that would be a higher water level that we've seen during Storm Debbie in November of 2023.
Right. But so is it likely then that we would have been talking about a lot of flooding?
Absolutely. And even more, if this Storm Eowyn occurred a week earlier, there is a high probability that we could have seen a total water level of 5 meter in Galway, a total water level of 5.8 meter above mean sea level in Limerick Docks, and in Shannon Airport, we would have seen 5.4 meter above mean sea level. So the scale of devastation due to flooding, if this has occurred, would be absolutely massive.
This happened, as we know, at a time when we're being warned about the dangers of more extreme weather events. So what lessons need to be learnt?
Well, that we need to be very proactive. What we should do as soon as possible is to focus on climate adaptation measures. And just by strengthening resilience of communities, individual businesses, by improving infrastructure, which means building flood defense system, providing some dikes, seawalls, embankments, breakwaters. But also what we should focus is to have a good, reliable and accurate early warning system. So we've been working now very closely with Madeiran, OKW, and a number of local authorities on developing such flood forecasting system that could be part of early warning system for flooding. So local authorities and individuals can be prepared for what is coming.
Dr. Indiana Albert of the University of Galway talking to me just before we came on air.